Being Wednesday, it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the VFW National Home for Children. The campus, located in Eaton Rapids, offers a nationwide helpline and has 43 single-family homes for families of active-duty military or veterans from around the country. Here to tell us more about the VFW National Home for Children, Angela Gambrell, who is the Public Relations Officer. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
And joining us also, Kirsten Grady, a case manager who works with the families. Welcome, Kirsten.
Nice to be here.
The VFW National Home for Children has a long history in mid-Michigan. We were talking about it during the break. Angela, share a little bit more of that with us.
Okay. The National Home was born out of a desire to honor those who served our country by helping their families. And what the early founders dreamed of was an entire village that would help the families of our veteran and military. And so we were founded in 1925. We received our first family. A lady named Mrs. Annie Pollitt and six children moved into the VFW National Home for Children. And therefore, in January, we'll mark 90 years of serving veteran and military families.
Was that a World War I family then?
Yes, it was.
I take it, in 1925?
Yes, her husband was a World War I veteran. At the time, they called it the Great War, of course.
Yeah.
And he was killed in a car accident, ironically going to cash his military pension check. Hmm. Well, at that time, there was no provisions made for widows. And so she was going to be left destitute with six children. And the home was starting to be up and running. Someone had donated some acreage near Eaton Rapids, Michigan, for the National Home. And so they were brought in as the first family instead of becoming destitute, which happened to many widows of World War I veterans.
How big is your campus today?
Our campus is 629 acres total, and 70 acres makes up the campus community that includes 42 single-family homes.
42, and, okay.
Yes. And we also have a licensed child care center, a community center, and other recreational opportunities for the families who live at the home.
Kirsten, you're a case manager there. Tell us about the people that you're serving here in 2014.
Well, right now, most of our families are single-parent families, although we now have more and more married families with children that are coming onto our campus. Mm. We do have a good population of veterans on our campus, as well as people who have a family member who was a veteran, and that makes their eligibility for coming onto our campus.
Are we talking widows or single people from couples who have lost their lives in conflicts in Afghanistan or where?
Sometimes it's just somebody who's maybe gotten a divorce. Maybe they're not directly connected to a veteran, meaning they're not married to a veteran. Maybe their veteran is their father who fought in Vietnam, or maybe their veteran is their grandfather who fought in Korea.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's really just as long as they have a veteran who is VFW eligible, they can come onto our campus.
That's the main requirement. Are there any other requirements?
Well, we have three different requirements. Either someone who is the descendant of a VFW member or a member of its ladies' auxiliary, an active duty military, or a veteran. So that's the three different types of qualifications that we have to stay in the home. But that's only the start of that.
We are talking today about the VFW National Home for Children in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, just down the road from us here in Lansing, in East Lansing, been there since 1925. Kirsten, what are some of the issues that the families that come to your program often are struggling with?
The number one issue that people are struggling with are financial issues. Either they have amassed a large amount of debt and feel like they're drowning in debt, or sometimes they were never able to go to college. I've got a resident that I've worked with that she had a child very early in life, and so she never went to college. Her first college experience came when she came onto the National Home campus.
Mm. How do you work with them exactly?
Well, I work to help them set goals. So a lot of them already have some idea of what they want to do when they come on campus. But I work with them to help them create specific goals as to what they want to achieve before they leave our campus.
We're talking financial goals, since most of these people come to you with financial issues.
Yeah, financial goals, maybe an employment goal. And we do education-type goals, parenting goals. Some people need some extra parenting support, wellness goals. Some people come a little broken, and so they need that psychiatric or psychologist to help them sort through their issues, and maybe they never even had the chance to do that until they came to our campus.
Angela, do the kids attend local public schools, or do you have your own school?
No, in the past, things were different, but right now the children either attend Eaton Rapids schools, or because we do have school of choice in Michigan, some of them have been attending the Leslie schools, which is a little community nearby Eaton Rapids, but the majority do go to Eaton Rapids public schools, and they're picked up right within the community.
And how long can families stay with you?
Well, they can stay with us up to 4 years, and one of the things I want to stress is that when I said that the qualifications were just the first step, and Kirsten also touched on that, is that the families, the parents have to be willing to work through certain goals to live there. They don't just live there for up to 4 years and don't do anything. I mean, it's a goal-oriented program. I want to stress that for people.
Okay.
And one of the first steps of becoming, resident of the VFW National Home for Children is calling our Military and Veteran Family Helpline, and that's 800-313-4200. And that's staffed by people, 8 to 4:30, who will work with the caller to either help them become, a resident, a client of the VFW National Home for Children, or help them within their own communities.
That's
so it's
typically
like twofold.
That's typically the first step, though, is
yes.
A call to the 800 number?
Definitely.
Okay, now the opportunity to live in a single family home while you work, while you're getting back on your feet, is pretty rare. Do you
yes.
have a waiting list now?
No, we don't have a waiting list. We try to, stress that, families are always coming and going within the VFW National Home, and so we have it the way that when people do need it, they are able to get in. But it's not a crisis program. It's not like, okay, you get in tomorrow. You go through a long process of being admitted to the VFW National Home for Children. So it could take a month or more to get in.
Where does your funding come from?
Well, we receive no government funding. I want to stress that. And that all of our funding is from donations, from people like private donations, people in VFW posts nationwide, people in ladies auxiliary posts nationwide. We're solely run by donations, and we have been.
That's kind of interesting, though, because it would seem the federal government would have a vested interest in what you do. Has that ever been explored, or does the law prevent that?
Well, we prefer to keep it separate from the federal government, and that way we can, mold it how we need to for
okay.
our clients.
I gotcha. Kirsten, is there a story that comes to mind that encapsulates why you do what you do?
Sure. There are so many, but the one that comes to my mind right now is a young mother. She was in her early 20s, and she came onto our campus very much had never lived independently before. She either lived with somebody or lived with her parents. During our campus, she learned a lot about her financial goals. She learned about how to balance her finances, how to make a budget. She learned how to parent more effectively. By the time that she left our program, she bought her own house. She bought her very first house, and she's now living there very happily with her child.
Wow, impressive. Angela, is there one for you?
Well, for me, it is helping veteran and military families, because in the past, I used to be a military reporter, and so I wrote a lot about people who were coming back from Afghanistan and the things that they went through. And when I decided to do something different, I wanted to do something that would help military and veteran families, because they have given so much to our country, and I wanted to be able to give back.
Who'd you report for? That's very interesting.
Midland Daily News in Midland,
okay.
Michigan.
Okay, yeah. And you basically focused on people coming back from...
Right, yeah, right.
Okay. Very interesting. are there opportunities to volunteer, Angela?
Well, we do have opportunities to volunteer. I would encourage people to call our general line if they want to talk more about that, and that's 1-800-424-8360. And, you know, there's different things. We have, like, one example that comes to mind, we had a group from Kentucky come up, a group of veterans, and they wanted to help out at the National Home, and they came up and helped build a deck on our scout by our scout cabin. We have a scout cabin way back in, like, our woodsy area, you know.
You have a lot of acreage.
Yes,
we do. You said 600-some acres?
629, yes.
This is a lot of space where the young folks who are living there can really explore, I take it.
Right. Well, some of it is farmland that we lease out to farmers in the area. But a lot of it is camping areas, you know, the scout cabin that I just mentioned, and going back to the volunteer opportunities, they came up and built a deck for the cabin so people could go out onto the deck and look out at the water. There's a lake. It's a man-made lake, but it's a small lake. But people do fish off the deck. So that's one volunteer opportunity that a group took part in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being the National Home, though, it's easy to assume that a facility in Eaton Rapids with 42 living units is overwhelmed with requests.
Right. Well, one of my jobs, what I'm trying to do is to make people more aware about the National Home for Children, because there's kind of a saying in the VFW that we're the best kept secret of the VFW, and we don't want to be the best kept secret. We want people to call us and utilize our services either on campus or in their communities, because our helpline also helps people within the communities. If they can't or don't want to move to Eaton Rapids, we help them hook up with services within their own community.
Very interesting, yeah.
And we want people to call us. We want more people to be there. And we know that with people coming back from Afghanistan and families needing help with reintegration, that we're going to have more people if we get the word out.
And remind us of that national helpline number. That's the starting point for an awful lot of people.
And that is 1-800-313-4200.
Very good. You got a website too, I presume.
Yes, we do. And our website is www.vfwnationalhome.org.
You know, you have one of those, you have a home there that I think an awful lot of people in the Lansing area know about. They've driven by it, what have you. But it's interesting to find out more about what you do. We thank you for joining us today.
Well,
Angela Gambrell is the Public Relations Officer for the VFW National Home for Children in Eaton Rapids. And Kirsten Grady is a case manager who works with families there. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for having us.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.